Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 93 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. Each of you make this ministry possible, and I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team here at the Building Great Lives podcast. It's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. In today's episode, we're going to talk about five keys that will help you keep pressing on no matter what comes your way. And we know that life is a journey, and it's certainly not without hardships. In Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 45, Jesus said, "It rains on the just and the unjust." In other words, even those with good intentions go through difficult times. Solomon in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 25 said it like this, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." This wisdom encourages us to avoid being swayed by difficulties of life. Because life's journey is filled with twists and turns, it's essential to press on, to remain steadfast and determined. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus." The word mark in this text means the goal. Paul is saying, no matter what happens, I am determined to press on toward the prize. In this context, the verse is of a man that is traveling on a very long journey. And this man, while on his journey, faces many things. However, he keeps his gaze fixed on the specific location that he is determined to reach. And not only does he keep his gaze focused on the location, but he diligently travels toward it. No matter what he may face along the way, he is determined. His mind is made up, and he is going to reach his destination. And while our life goals, destinations, desires may be different, each of us must diligently press through every difficulty. I want to encourage you, listener, make up your mind that no matter what happens, no matter what you go through, you will not give up. It takes commitment. It takes sacrifice, and it takes determination. But when you put those things together with the help of God, you will overcome. But you're going to have to determine in your mind to press on, regardless of what might come your way. Now, the Bible is filled with many examples of those that were given great promises, but before obtaining those promises, they had to press through some things that often made them want to give up. But they were determined and they made up their mind. And regardless of what emotion came, they fought through it and they pressed on. Israel is a great example of this. God gave Abram a promise. "I'm going to give you a land of your own, but you've got a journey toward that land." Generations passed, and we know that Israel ends up in captivity in Egypt. Many times they must have thought, when is the promise going to come to pass. Now, I love this example of Israel because it shows us the humanity of us all. Israel as a nation dealt with the same emotions that we deal with. There were times that they struggled. There were times that they persevered. There were times that they experienced miracles. There were times they wanted to give up, but then they did walk in to the promised land. Their prize was a God-given promise that they would have a land of their own. On the other side of Egypt, Pharaoh's army, the Red Sea, the wilderness, and even the flooded Jordan River was a promise that they had to press toward. Egypt can represent many things in the Bible, but here I feel like it's important for us to understand that Egypt was what gave heavy burdens to the children of Israel. And this represents the increased load and the pressure that we also feel. Pharaoh's army is a great example because Pharaoh's army pursued after Israel, and the children of Israel felt trapped and afraid. They were not a trained army, and so Pharaoh's army represents battles that feel too big to face. I've felt that way before. Are you seeing how Israel can relate to the emotions that we go through? The Red Sea, it's trials that feel impossible to overcome. It was in that moment that Israel wanted to give up and turn back, but God wanted them to press on. Had they yielded to their emotional desire to surrender, give up, and return to Egypt, they would have missed out on the promised land that God gave them. The wilderness, as Israel wandered 40 years, it represents long waits that require great patience. Now, I know how difficult that can be, but this represents the very stages that we also go through while journeying toward the things that God has called us to. Sometimes there are long waits, and then the flooded Jordan. This was a distraction. Surely if they would have waited to a different time, the waters would not have been flooded, but they were called to cross over then. And the same with us. There will always be things that try to distract us from God's promises. As Israel endured trials that seemed to overwhelm them, armies that were greater than their ability, a Red Sea that they could not part on their own, a wilderness that seemed to go on and last forever, and flooded Jordan distractions that tried to keep them away from their promise. They pressed on. Through the emotion of fear, through the emotion of let's give up and turn around, they pressed on. And listener, so must you. You must press on, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what struggle that you are facing, you must press on. David had to press on as well. He was called to be king and anointed to be king. Now, the Bible says something that I feel is very powerful. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, the word of the Lord said, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him," speaking of David, "in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." Now, that's important because from the moment that he was anointed forward, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Between being anointed and becoming king, David faced a bear, a lion, a giant, and a jealous king named Saul. But David was anointed from that day forward. That means when David faces the lion and the bear and the giant and the jealous king, he does not face them alone. He is anointed. That gives David everything that he needs to press on. David was anointed, and so are you. Yes, we have to endure as a good soldier, but we do not endure alone, for we have the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost. Joseph is another great example of one that had to press on. The Bible tells us that he was given dreams of how God would use him. But Joseph had to press through some family trouble. He had to press through being sold into slavery by his brethren. He had to press through advances of Potiphar's wife. He had to press through feeling forgotten and alone in a prison cell. But on the other side of family trouble, slavery, being lied on, and forgotten in prison is the fulfillment of the dream that God gave him. And the only way that Joseph gets to the fulfillment of the dream is he must press on. Now, I understand we would love for things to just be simple. That's not how life works. It's not only not how life works, it's not how the enemy works. The enemy is not going to let you just accomplish God's will without a fight, because he knows that you are going to change lives. And so he fights. Life rises up and the enemy rises up. So you will never just receive the call of God and then walk into it without a fight. You have to be willing and determined to press on. You have to get to the place that you say, I will not be denied and I will not give up. Now, understand that is much easier said than done. Whether it's achieving personal growth, fostering a new or deeper relationship, or contributing to a greater cause, here are five ways that will help you keep your eyes on the prize when life and the enemy tries to distract you. Number one, remember the bigger picture. By remembering the bigger picture, you maintain clarity and determination. When you face adversity, remember the prize that awaits. Remember the promise that's just on the other side. Don't let today's hardship rob you of tomorrow's accomplishments. Number two, align your actions with your aspirations. Most people hope to achieve something great. There's a lot of people who talk about wanting to do a lot of things. And while planning is necessary and timing is certainly crucial, at some point, action must be taken. A plan without action is just a dream. There comes a time that we must wake up and go to work. Put the dream into action. If your daily actions do not align with your aspirations, you'll never accomplish your goal. In other words, it's like driving in the wrong direction. You'll never reach your destination until you take steps toward it. And sometimes you just have to press. Number three, set winnable goals. This is an absolute key to long-term success. A winnable goal builds self-confidence and allows you to set bigger goals. For example, I've had many people say to me, I want to pray an hour each day. Well, that's fantastic. I encourage you to do so. But I always reply, how about start with 3 minutes a day? And they always look at me strangely and they say, 3 minutes? Well, that's nothing. But you'd be surprised how many people do not pray every day. Start with 3 minutes. Set your alarm. Build consistency and then slowly increase the minutes. Set winnable goals. You say, I'm going to get up and pray an hour every day, and then something happens and something else happens. And then finally it's, well, I'll pray in the evening, or I'll pray tomorrow, or I'll catch up tomorrow. The same could be said with your Bible reading or anything else in life. Set winnable goals. Set things you know you can accomplish. Break the big task down into small ones. It applies to every area of our life, and it will help us learn to press on. Number four, embrace the whole journey. Be in it for the long haul. Refuse to give up. Most things in life do not happen overnight. Don't get discouraged if it takes time. That's normal. If you give up as soon as adversity arises, you will never accomplish much, and the devil will make sure to attack you when he thinks you'll easily give up. Some days there will be rejoicing. Some days there will be tears. As the Apostle Paul instructed young Timothy, some days you have to endure like a good soldier. Embrace each step and don't give up. And number five, face challenges with courage. Former United States President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear." I like that. What God has called you to is greater than the fear. Thankfully, we don't have to rely on our own strength. We have the power of God helping us. It's time that we rise up and say, "I will press on." When you're disappointed, press on. When you're hurting, press on. When you're sick, press on. When you're discouraged, press on. When you're mourning, press on. When you're grieving, press on. When you're depressed, press on. When you feel overwhelmed, press on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Press on. Just on the other side of this struggle is a triumphant victory. And as has become our tradition here at the Building Great Lives podcast, I want to pray for you, listener. I want to pray that God would encourage you. Jesus, I'm asking you to help each listener press on. Things can become very difficult, and sometimes we feel like we lose our way. There are moments of uncertainty where we want to turn back. Lord, we're so thankful that you have provided us biblical examples of those that felt just as we do. But Lord, as they pressed on, give us the strength and the courage to do likewise. Lord, I believe just on the other side of what each listener is pressing their way through, you are going to bring them into great victory. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillam. That's G-I-L-L-I-A-M. On Instagram at Rev Gillam. You can also reach me at buildinggreatlivespodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.